I have with me, being the third Wednesday of the month between 1 and 2, we always have Each in. And so today it's my pleasure to have with me Gavin, who's with Each, and he's here to talk about the Older Adults Social Activity Group up in Healesville. And a lot of you know that I spend a lot of time pushing along ideas that as people retire and get a bit older, we need to stay active, and not only active, but it's a case of we need to be around other people, because it's not good for your mental health to be sitting at home day in, day out. So welcome, Gavin.
Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
Gavin, you'll no good nodding your head. You need to actually say it. Gavin, it's tremendous to have you in, and we'd like to know a little bit about this. As I was just saying, and we were talking to the group beforehand too, that we really have to stay connected, don't we, as we age?
Look, it's really so important to stay part of your community, and we really like to give that opportunity to people in Healesville at our Golden Wattle site, which I think's been in Healesville for a very long time now. But yes, it's absolutely focused on keeping people connected, keeping them happy, and giving them something interesting and entertaining to do.
Yep. So, all right, what sort of things do you do? Let's talk about that.
So it depends which day we're open. So we're open 3 days a week at the moment.
What days?
We're open on Tuesday, Thursday and Friday every week. And depending on the day, we tend to have a program that's based on that day. So Tuesdays and Fridays are out and about days with slightly different flavour for each day. And then Thursdays, an at-home day where we do centre-based activities.
So when you're talking about out and about, what are you saying, coffee lounges or out doing walking, or what do we do when we go out and about?
So our Tuesday days tend to be things like shopping. So people have, you know, maybe find it difficult to get out and about, so we'll have a bus trip to, say, Chernside Park, where people can do some of those odds and sods that they may not get a chance to do, but also, yeah, have a coffee, get out with some people that you know, and have a day away from home. We also do things with other community groups, so we attend, say, the RSL events and participate in those. And quite a popular outing that we have regularly is bowling. So,
outdoor bowling?
10-pin bowling.
Oh, 10-pin bowling. Oh, yep. That'd be terrific. Yep.
So, and yeah, people seem to really like that. So our Tuesday days tend to be inside days, and then our Friday outings tend to be outside days. So
terrific. So, all right, your inside days. What if we front it up one day on Thursday? Oh, that's tomorrow. What could we expect to find happening?
So our Thursday days are at-home days. So we're at number 1 Joffrey Road in Healesville. And we have a really nice site there. It's got a garden surrounding it and quite a lot of inside space. So we'll have quizzes, we'll have puzzles. If the weather's good, we'll have outside activities. So people can pick and choose a little bit depending on what their particular interest is. What happened on this day is something that's quite popular, so we'll revisit times and give people a chance to reminisce about what they were doing at different times in the past.
Sure, that'd be terrific, because that keeps stimulating the mind too, doesn't it?
So another popular thing we do is armchair travel. So, of course, these days lots of people have been to lots of places.
Absolutely.
So, including you, I'm sure, Alan. I'm sure you've done a lot of travel in your time as well. People really like to hear that. So, just depends on who we happen to have in, where we happen to go for the day.
Sounds terrific. All right, we've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Out on the day, my daddy's car. We had to drive along there.
And I'm talking to Gavin from Each, and we're talking the older adults social activity group that's up in Healesville. And I must apologise again, they are pulling bits and pieces out of the studios here at Wurree Alec to move to Healesville. So if you do get a bit of noise in the background, I'm really sorry, but there's not a lot I can do about it. Gavin, how long has the group or this activity been going in Healesville?
It's been going a very long time. I've been at Each for nearly 15 years and it's been going longer than me, so I don't know the exact start date, but 20 years.
It's been around for a long while. Now, what age group? Are we talking older adults? And I don't want to put an age group on it, but as a group, there must be an age group that starts at us.
So it starts at 65. Basically, people will then qualify for a funded position from the federal government, and then they can attend for minimal charge, and the government pays the cost. So, 65 plus is our age group, really.
If that is government funded, pardon me, is there any restrictions, like do they have to pass a financial test that they can't afford or anything, or is it just a case that once you turn 65 the government will fund that position?
So you need to have an assessment from the government to say that you have a need. It's not means tested as such, but you do need to be assessed as having a need. So you have to go through the My Aged Care.
But it's more of a case though, is it, that you need it because you need the activity rather than whether you can afford it or not.
Absolutely. It's around that community engagement and involvement.
We don't want to go into cases at all because that's not what we're here to do. Is it, you've been in the job for quite some time, is it amazing the difference in a person, say, after having come to your group for 2 to 3 years, how they come in at 65, which is obviously designed, well, it used to be retirement age. I mean, I think it's about 68 now, retirement age. But do you find that some of them come in at about 69 in the old days who'd sat around and done nothing, and then all of a sudden they get involved with your group and their mental and activities just rise?
Absolutely. I think it really is a stimulating opportunity for people. It gets people out of the house, lifts the mood and gives people something to engage in and to look forward to.
One of the things that, and I think I might have mentioned here before, I can't remember this hour or the last hour, is social isolation. I've read a lot of reports and they're saying that if we don't do something about it, it's going to be the biggest killer of older people in the future, isn't it?
It's quite an issue, and of course, after the last 2.5 years of the pandemic, people have found it difficult to get back into planning things and being out and about. So it's a vehicle for that as well.
That's happened in a lot of instances. I know I'm involved with another group, and I know we're having trouble getting numbers back because I don't know that people are frightened to come out because of COVID. I think they've got out of the habit.
Absolutely. I think it's I think it's habit. You're absolutely right, Alan.
It just seems to be that, and I know from myself, I just, and I'm not here to talk about me, but during the pandemic, I've never watched a lot of TV, but I started to watch TV, and when things start to open up, you think, I could stay home and do this, or I could watch that, but it's not going to do any of us any good, is it?
No, not at all. It's a preliminary situation for so many negative things in your life.
Is the aim of the group, is it more mind stimulation or is it actual physical activity? What's the aim of the group or is it both?
Look, it's both. It depends on the individual and so we were talking before about our in days and out days. On our Friday groups, we're out for picnics and, you know, going to Sylvan Reservoir or going to Maroondah Dam. There are opportunities for people to do physically active roles, but also to, do things that are much more intellectual.
Are there any groups within your group, like do you have a special group that's a coffee group or a walking group or just basically they pick what they want to go to and go to it?
People tend to pick what they want to go to. Of course, there are friendship groups within the larger group, but no, people tend to pick and choose what they want. There's not that structured separation. There are certainly people who like indoor activities and there are people who like to be in the garden, so... Yeah.
One of the things that I, and I've mentioned this on air on heaps of times, I think that you can have lived in Hillsville all your life, or you can have retired to Hillsville. But if you've lived here, you get up in the morning, you have your shower, breakfast, you go off to work, you come back, it's nearly tea time, you have tea. Weekends, you do some shopping, housework, wash the car and mow the lawns. And all of a sudden, you get to retirement age and you really, you could have lived in Hillsville for 40 years and you very often don't know many people. Or the other side of it is where people move into Hillsville to retire, and particularly if one of the partners dies and the other partner doesn't know anyone, and that could be a real problem.
Absolutely. And I think we do try and encourage people to just come and see whether the group works for them. So, you know, it's a bit of a try before you buy, if you like. We have Bring a Friend Day.
I do.
There are things like that to, try and reach people who ordinarily maybe don't know about the opportunity that's there.
Well, particularly going back to the first point that I was just talking about, if you've gone to work every day out of Hillsville, then often we get people ring up here and say to me, I didn't know that existed, because you're just not here during the day and these groups are on during the day. And if you're bringing up children and work and all that, you don't know about some of these things. And unless people like yourself come along and tell us and we rebroadcast it, some of these people just don't know these things exist.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a challenge for all of us. You're right. You don't spend your daylight hours at home.
No. In fact, you spend less time. You probably spend more time at home, but 90% of that you sleep. So
exactly.
That doesn't count for anything. Look, we've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Gavin from Each. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes to 2, and the time certainly goes very quickly when we talk to these people. Gavin, I'd just like to get your opinion on this, because Apart from the fact that, and we are talking about social activity groups, there is, I would have thought, a spin-off. If you're the person that we were talking about, either the person who goes away for work, and I suppose even if you work in the area, but particularly if you leave the area, and or particularly if you retire and you know no one here, I guess if you got, well, I'm asking you, if you get involved with the likes of these activities, there'd be a spin-off, wouldn't there? Like when you go down to do your shopping, you're bound to walk into people that you've met.
That's right.
Which you would never have known before. So would that'd have a spin-off for it too, wouldn't it?
Well, it builds the wider community. That's exactly right, Alan. You get to know people and you get to know the people who know the people. It builds the spirit and I mean we're in Healesville. It's Healesville focused, but it's also the wider area. So yep. Some of the other smaller places around Healesville, again, people are in town for this activity.
So I mean, you're meeting up with other people and that can have the effect too. That I remember someone saying, well, they knew nobody, and then they joined one of these sorts of groups. And they said, I used to whip down the street, do the shopping in 20 minutes and never speak to anyone all week. And now I can be 2 hours because I'll meet someone and we'll have coffee and then someone else will talk about this. And so I guess what I'm trying to get at, this has got to be good for your mental health. Apart from the Tuesdays, the Thursdays and the Fridays, it's got to have an added bonus, doesn't it?
It really does. And as you say, you sort of have those links into other opportunities, whether that's other people or whether that's other activities. And Healesville is in an interesting place. It's a small town, but it's not really a country town anymore.
It's getting bigger all the time, isn't it?
Exactly. So there is really trying to find that balance of trying to make sure that you do identify with your local community, yes.
Because it's not hard to be lonely even in a big place, is it? You can be lonely in a room full of people too, can't you?
You can indeed. And people in the suburbs quite often are more lonely than people who are in a more focused community.
Yeah. So I guess the other thing I just need to ask you, you talk about occasionally you go out on trips, to the reservoir and all that sort of stuff. Does that involve a cost to the person? Do they have to pay so much towards the bus?
So they don't. The answer to these things is always it depends. So if it's a free event, then there's a minimal co-payment that people may have to pay. So it's only like $14 or $15 a day. It's not a huge amount.
Yep.
If we're going to somewhere where you actually have to pay to get in, then usually we would look for people to pay to get in. But we try and pick events and pick locations where that's not a requirement because that restricts access and makes it more difficult for people to participate.
Well, it does for some people, doesn't it?
That's right.
Not everybody's got heaps of money. And at the moment, we kept on getting told that times are pretty tough out there. So, and I think it is. Yeah. I hear the power bills are going to go up again. Anyway, I'm not here to discuss that sort of stuff. All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
A moment in space when the dream is gone.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Gavin from Each, and we have Each in the third Wednesday of every month between 1 and 2, so they'll be back again this time next month. But we're still not finished here. Gavin, to be part of or to join this older adult social activity group, do you have to live in Healesville, or how far out can people come to the group?
Well, actually, Alan, they can come from anywhere.
Come on.
But whether or not they choose to is another question, really. So the majority of people in our group are from Healesville Town Centre, but we run the bus and pick people up from Greer and around and about, and we certainly have people from up this side of the valley as well. So,
well, Gavin, that's a... Gavin, that's another point that you've just brought up. So if I'm live in Healesville, we'll say, and the other partner has passed on or not able to get out and about, and I can't drive, so you can pick them up, can you?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have a bus, and I say absolutely. The bus size is not limitless, but yes, we pick people up if needed.
I never thought to ask you that, because that could be the deal breaker for some of them, that not everybody, particularly in the older age group, can either still drive or want to drive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's another one of those isolating factors for people, that if they're slightly out of town and they don't drive, it really is quite difficult to interact and come into town.
Yeah, never thought of that. Now, the other thing is, Gavin, you're not the only person there, are you? Or is this all rolled around Gavin?
No, it doesn't all roll around me. If people come to the centre in Healesville, in Joffrey Road, then there's a team there, Kerry, Maureen, Lisa, so... The chances are they probably won't meet me very often. There are a lot of other people who are there day in, day out, and really involved in planning the activities and getting to know people on a personal level.
All right. Now, we need to ask you, you've told us that you meet on a Tuesday, a Thursday and a Friday. What sort of time are you there, particularly on the Thursday when it's inside? What sort of hours would you be?
So we run about 9 to 4.
Pretty full day.
It's virtually a full day, yeah.
Yep. But can people opt in and opt out? If they've got something else on in the morning, they can come in the afternoon?
Yeah, absolutely. We may not be able to pick them up and drop them off, but yeah, people can come for a part day, absolutely. If we're away for the day, that's probably a little more difficult, but on site, yeah.
So if you're going to go away somewhere for the day, so to a park or something... Do you generally then sort of go 9 to 4, or are they shorter days?
So the day is still basically 9 to 4, so then the actual outing would fit within that time frame. So the outing's, you know, a lunchtime outing, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. so hopefully the team are going to listen to you on a podcast next week when this goes up, and I know Daniel will, and see how it all went. But I just got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching. to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for
And just a quick reminder, last week was we had choice tunes between 2 and 3 and we had Nicole Slingsby in, and her podcast is up on the website. So if you go to www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, on the left-hand side podcast, click on that. You'll see another screen where it's got choice tunes. Click on that. Nicole's up there. Including we've got about 2.5 years of people up there, mine, which that might not want to listen to, but there are plenty of other people we've had in on Choice Tunes, so you might like to listen to all those. And also, of course, Community Connections. Every week I do interviews by early the following week, and including this one. This will be up early next week, so I'll be able to listen to what Gavin's had to say. But particularly, you may have listened to all you want to hear about us today, but you may have friends or family that you think could really benefit from being part of this social activity group. Please encourage them or get them to come to your place and play the podcast to them. When it gets to about 5 to 2, which is not that far away, we'll give you Gavin will give you all the contact details. So please use the podcast, because it is a great way for, you know, people that might not be listening this afternoon to hear about it. Gavin, when you talk on the it's normally Tuesdays and Fridays you generally go out, isn't it?
That's correct.
apart from, like, we've gone over that very briefly, but what sort of things could a person expect to be part of on those days?
Well, we try to get the people who are there to have input into what we're going to do, so they would hopefully be getting to do the things that they would, to some extent, have a choice in what they're doing. But the Tuesday days tend to try and be a chance to give people the opportunity to maybe access things that they wouldn't normally be able to access. So we were talking before, maybe shopping, those sorts of things, where you go to a bigger centre and access those sorts of things. The Friday outings really are much more a picnic day or a chance to get out, hopefully if the weather's good,
yep.
Not too hot, not too cold, not too wet. Then it's a chance to just really not be doing anything pedestrian. So you're not at home, you're not in town, you're actually doing something interesting and something you really wouldn't probably get to do otherwise.
So now you've just because you've been doing this for quite some time yourself, you've just mentioned the days being nice and warm on that. What happens on those days, particularly on the Friday, when winter comes around? What sort of places would you go to then?
So we would sometimes, maybe as you suggested before, go to a coffee shop or do some of those indoor things. But yes, you're right, the winter can be quite long and quite dark. So we would also use our facility. So the facility in Hillsville is really quite a big building. It's got several activity spaces, and there's a chance for people to come inside and
So it could be on a Friday. You might only go down the coffee shop and then wind up back in, Hillsville doing something. And I guess that's another day when we should mention that, unfortunately, because I hate winter, I love summer, but anyway, it's not about me. And that's a day when people can really feel isolated, can't they, on a cold, wet day.
Absolutely. You don't want to open the doors, the windows, the curtains or anything like that.
And nobody's walking past the house, so you can't walk out the front and pretend you're gardening and hope to talk to someone. So I guess it is vital that some of these people really do get involved with these groups to just for their own mental well-being.
Well, and it's warm in winter and it's cool in summer as well. So I know for people that's sometimes an issue as well. So it's a chance to be in a comfortable space.
Mm. And with other like-minded people.
That's exactly right, by yourself.
And apart from the other thing, with being 65 and over, I guess it's not like you're trying to cater for 30-year-olds who have something that they really want to get really into, as opposed to a 70-year-old who wants a bit of activity, but they don't want to be running here and running there, do they?
It's an interesting point, Alan, because you're right. There's a diversity there nonetheless, and a 65-year-old is quite different from an 80-year-old.
Oh, absolutely.
We do try and tailor things to have that spread for people who are at different stages and different levels of interest.
And apart from interest, you must also find that there's a various a difference between some people as to what they physically can do as opposed to others that can't do a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true. And we do need to take that into account in the designing of the activities and the experience of the staff for managing that range of abilities.
Yeah. All right, look, we'll take a quick break. Now, I urge you, please get your paper and pencil out because when we come back, one of the things that Gavin's going to do, he will give you each his phone number and their Facebook page and anything else, including emails, addresses, and that. And so please have your pencil and paper ready and we'll take them down.
I wanna tell you how much
And welcome back for the last time this afternoon. And again, I'll just make a quick mention. The Rotary Club of Wandon have got this big car show on. It's on every year between October and March. And tonight's the last one up until October. And I know it was knocked out through COVID for 2 years. So I'm going down there. So I'd love to see a few of you down there. Hundreds of cars there. So anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about each and talking to Gavin. And we've been talking about the Older Adults Social Activity Group. And it's based in Healesville, but you don't have to live in Healesville to go to it. Right, Gavin. Now, I know you've got some phone numbers and everything for us. Could you give them to us, please?
So if you want to come to our social activity group in Healesville, which, by the way, is also
buy
known
and as... Try before you buy.
Yeah, try before you buy, but it's also known as Golden Wattle, so people may have heard of the Golden Wattle Club in the past. Right. But the best bet is to ring our 1300 number, so that is 1300 003 224, which is 1300 00 each.
It's 1300 003 224.
That's correct, yes. Thank you, Alan. Yep. So that's probably the quickest and easiest way to contact us. That will go to our access and intake team, and they have all the information about this and all of our each services.
Yep.
If you prefer, you can also email info@each.com.au.
And it's all one word, E-A-C-H?
E-A-C-H, yes. And the other option is, yes, you go to our Facebook page or any of our social pages, really, which are each, E-A-C-H, for Facebook and LinkedIn, all of those.
So, but if they go to the Facebook page and if they type in Older Adult Social Activity Group, is that what it comes up under on Facebook?
No, it'll come up under each. So each has a Facebook page, so you need to go to Facebook and find the each page.
And then when you get each, is there a link to your group from there?
From the website, yes.
From the Facebook
page. I don't believe so, no.
All right. So Facebook, they just go to each.
Yep.
But if they go to the website, then that will have a link for your group.
Yes. So there'll be a tile there for older adult services.
Yep. Phone number again, please, Gavin. Just make sure they've got it down.
So 1300 003 224.
And that's answered, I think, every day of the week, isn't it?
So we have a team of people there to pick up the phone, and they will be there to provide whatever information you need from 8 till 6, I believe.
See, that's a long day. Well, that's terrific, Gavin. It's been terrific to have you in. I know that, as I keep on saying, that we all need to stay active, and particularly mentally active, because if not, it's... my mother had dementia, and you just don't... And I know being active isn't going to stop it, but it can certainly slow those sorts of seizures down.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And nowhere near as severe as what it would be if it hit otherwise.
And look, it's just for your mood as well. It lifts your mood. It gets you out in the community, getting to know the people who you're living with and living amongst.
So. Can't do better than that. And again, particularly, I mean, it's hard to talk about it when you look outside and it's probably about 27 degrees, the sun's out and everything's fantastic. But it's only going to be a few months and it's going to be 12 degrees and rainy. And I guess that's the sorts of times that we really do need to stimulate people to get out and do something for themselves.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's and you say a few months. I think it's probably only a few weeks.
Oh, I don't say that. I don't like winter at all, but I'd certainly rather be hotter than colder. But look, just a quick reminder that we will be back. I'll be back next week between 12 and 2. Actually, between 12 and 3, I've got Siri coming in. That'll be followed by Cindy McLeish, and, of course, then it'll be Choice Tunes. I've got the person. I'm just waiting on their songs, and we'll hear all about their life and the songs that they've been part of their life over their life. So that's next Wednesday. And the third Wednesday of be April then will be between 1 and 2. Each will be back. Gavin, thank you for coming in to tell us all about today, and I certainly can only urge people to get involved with your group.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's been great to let people know that we're there and we're available.
And again, it's fairly small cost, isn't it, if you meet the criteria?
Yeah, absolutely. The cost really is minimal.
All right, I've got to go. The news is here. Thanks, Gavin, for coming.
Thank you.